Welcome to Beyond Rent, the property management podcast brought to you by Rent Manager. Each episode, we sit down with an expert to talk industry updates, tech solutions, and top tips for those in the property management space. And now, let's get to the conversation and go Beyond Rent.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Beyond Rent. While the current buzzword in our industry is AI, as far as it relates to technology, there's still lots of other things going on. In fact, smart technology has been a hot topic for a number of years. So we've brought Sarah Wiggs on from ADT Multifamily to share her insights about smart technology. Sarah, welcome to Beyond Rent.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, really excited for this conversation. Like I said, AI is getting a lot of attention right now, and that's due, and we understand what's happening there, but we can't ignore other things that are happening in technology. And I get really excited about smart technology because of all the different ways that it can be used. So I'm excited for this conversation. I think it's going to be really interesting to hear about all of your experience because I know you have a lot of it. So let's jump right in. Tell us about yourself and what you do over there at ADT Multifamily.
Yeah, absolutely. So I specialize in multifamily apartments, obviously. We also do some build to rent and single family homes, but I work with owners and management companies of apartment complexes. And I've been here 26 years. It's crazy. It's my first job, my only job. So, and it speaks to how much I believe in what we do. Started out in 26 years ago, right from college, where ADT Multifamily just did alarm systems because, you know, that many years ago, that was the thing to do. And then since then, in the last 10 years, you know, we've obviously gone with the world and started into the smart technology side as well. So my relationships are important, but they're also with high executive level people that own major companies and major apartment or manage them. So it's a whirlwind of, but it's all good and love every second of it.
That's amazing. So 26 years in the industry, 26 years with ADT Multifamily, you are a little bit of a unicorn in not only our industry, but really the world, because a lot of people just do not stay with the same company for more than a handful of years at most, right? I know I've been with my company almost 7 years. And a lot of people are, oh, that's a really long time. Tell me more about why. Why so long and with the same company, same industry, doing probably very similar things at different levels as you've moved up in your career?
I love this question, Joe. Like, I get this question very often. I mean, probably once a week in conversations that I have. And I will tell you, I mean, it is such an easy question for me to answer. I believe in what we do. I believe in what we're selling. And that's not a sales pitch. That is 100% me and my authentic self. If I did not believe in what we were doing, if I wasn't seeing the outcome for our ownership groups and our management companies, I would not be able to sell it. I wouldn't stay here. I wouldn't have the passion for it. But I think sometimes it's so hard for people to look at salespeople, as we all know, and they're like, oh, they're just, you know, trying to sell us something. They're just full of it. They're just saying this or saying that. And I personally could never do that. I just know myself well enough to know I couldn't go sell something I didn't believe in or something that I didn't see work for our ownership group. So that is why I'm here. I mean, it's grown. We've had amazing leadership throughout my time here, but just the relationships that I have, but what we're doing not only helps the owner of the apartment complex, the management company, but it helps the residents as well. And so for me, it's just that passion, and I plan on being here as long as they'll have me.
That's great. Again, it's so unique. And I agree, you really have to believe in something to stay there that long and continue to progress through the company. And it has to make the sales process just that much easier when you love it, believe in it, and you know it's the right product.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can speak to it all day long. And every day it's a changing thing, but it's still, I know that what we're doing is that revenue stream coming in for them. So it's something I wake up every day and look forward to.
That's perfect. And you had mentioned the whole idea of like providing the owners with what they need, the operators with what they need. Very important. I think the place I'd love to start this conversation is actually with the resident. Because when I think about the resident, what they expect and maybe what they experience has really changed over 26 years. I'd imagine you can talk about that a lot better than I can. So maybe let's start right there. What is the resident experience when it comes to technology?
Yeah, I mean, in today's world, as we all know, we're all looking for the easy access, the easy way. How are we going to, nowadays with the AI, how are we going to write an email? How are we going to do this? And it's no different for residents in apartment complexes, right? They go to their unit, they want to feel they're just as special as someone who owns a regular home. And so for us, it's all about for them making with the times, making it easier for them, making sure that all the smart technology is where it should be, according to where we are in the world as well. For them, as the experience, it's them being able to use their cell phone, like when we put in smart locks, to be able to unlock that door and go in without having to put in a code or a key. For them, it's also being able to be at their office and a dog walker comes to the house. And now they don't have to send them to the leasing office, give approval to get a key to go in. Now they can actually sit on their phone on the app and let them in without giving them a code. And that way they're not giving their code out as well. They have the ability on the thermostat to leave the house and set it from their phone, that the second they leave the house, it goes to 75 in the summertime. And then 30 minutes before they're leaving the office, they can get on their phone at the office and turn it down so it's cool when they get home. So just so many things like that that are what people are doing in their normal day in their homes as well, just helps them and it helps on their energy efficiency as well. I mean, I know for me, if I didn't have that, I like to sleep at like 63 degrees. So if I forgot that and had that all day long and was gone all day, it would not be a pretty picture when I got that electric bill.
No, that is true. And I love the way that you correlated that the expectation really is that renting is very similar or the same as owning. And we both can talk about maybe our histories with renting or owning homes, things like that. But the reality is if we go back, that was not the reality for many, many years, decades, that renting was viewed to be different. It was a different experience, and you were not going to have the same amenities, features, whatever you have you in a rental situation. When did that start to shift in your opinion? Because I feel like we're kind of there at this point.
You know, I agree. And to be quite honest with you, I'm actually in a rental right now myself. I'm in between homes. And with the interest rates and the way the market is now, you know, I think people are leaning towards that rent. I mean, you can't get a home in today's world in the past years or more where you're getting all those same amenities that you are getting at an apartment complex for the price you're paying. And yes, the rental price is still at this time pretty large, depending upon where you go. But it's not like you can go get a house that you have that amount of amenities that you can go to. Like you have the pool, you have the dog park, you have the washer dryer. I mean, you have the gym. Think about all those costs that you would pay when you're in a home, plus the mortgage payment at the rates that we're at now. And then you think to yourself, wait a minute. Now the rental community is really where you need to go as a person. I'll be honest, I'm trying to decide if I'm going to renew a lease or buy a house right now. And part of that is for those reasons. I mean, I think the other part of it too is if something breaks down, I can put in a service request to my leasing office. Within 24 hours, they're there fixing the air condition. I don't have to now call someone who's going to give me a trip charge of $100 and some, and they come out and tell me that the whole thing is broken, and now we're talking thousands of dollars. You know, it's just things like that. That, I mean, even taking out your trash, for goodness sake, I don't pay trash anymore. You know, at our house previous to this, you pay the trash company $80, 80, $90 a month. So when you start adding all of those things together, and then you go back to the rental side, it's almost for me like you're in a hotel. You're being taken care of. Yes, you're paying the rate to be at the hotel, but you're getting, you know, your trash taken care of, your home cleaned, all the things that now apartment complexes offer. I mean, I don't think there's anything that they don't offer now that you would typically pay for anyways in your own home.
Yeah, and that's very true. And it's more of a choice, I think, than ever before. It's a lifestyle choice that you're deciding to rent because you want all of those things included. You don't want to have to think about those things. In the past, it was more, oh, you rented until you could buy, or you rented between home ownership, or oh, once you got into your career, you could afford a home. That really isn't the case anymore. Rental is really a choice that people are choosing because it fits who they are better.
Right. It's so true. And I think we'll see a little bit of that change maybe when the market comes back to normal, but that could be a couple years from now. So for me, I mean, I'm willing to pay whatever I need to pay to feel safe financially, safe physically, here in the world that we're in today. And just know that like I said, if anything breaks, they're taking care of it. So that's the choice I've made. And I'm still looking for houses, but there's nothing that's swaying me away from the rental right now.
Yeah, so I mean, really, the resident expectation is that they can have the same or better experience than owning, right? I think we'd agree with that. And I think smart technology really comes alongside operators to have or to provide that experience. Now, when we talk about the operators, the owners, the investors, and even the property management companies, let's talk about efficiency on their side, right? Because when they look to make a change, especially something as big as smart technology, there are things that they expect in return. Not just providing a really good resident experience. So when you think efficiency on the operational side, what really jumps out to you with smart technology?
Yeah, I mean, so many things. The first one would be the thermostat. There are so many situations, I mean, just on a daily that an apartment's that you're not getting alerted that there's moisture in that particular apartment. You're not getting alerted that the system is running too fast, too hot, too cold. You have no idea until your resident finally calls you or sends in a message that says, this is completely shut down. The air's not working. Whereas when you put in the smart thermostat, now you have that ability to receive on the operational side, on the management side, an email, a text that says, hey, unit such and such, 101 and building 12, something's not accurate right now with that particular system. And so it alerts them to be able to go over to that unit, take a look at it before anything catastrophic happens, and hopefully take care of the problem immediately versus it sitting there for whoever however long it took the resident to let them know about it. So I think just that in general, along with the thermostat too, is as we know, the turns for apartment complexes. You've got somebody moving out, and now you've got a 2 or 3 day window before someone new moves in. So they're sending their painters and they're sending their tile people and they're sending in all the people to do the turn. And these guys are hot. Man, they're in there. They're flipping that thermostat down to 60 in the summer and they're flipping it up. I mean, they're working, working, working. So they want it to be cool. Well, they don't think when they leave as a contractor, oh, I need to turn this back to 75. They don't think about that. So you could even have an empty apartment sitting there for weeks. I mean, let's hope not, but you could. It's very true. And so you're also getting that bill now because now that price, that electric bill is now on the staff, on the ownership group, and not the resident because they're moved out. So you have the ability with a smart thermostat to actually have it lock the thermostat when someone moves out. So the minute that someone moves out of that particular apartment, it immediately the smart technology tells the smart thermostat, okay, they've moved out. They lock it to whatever temperature they want, and it will stay there until they have someone new move in.
Yeah, and that level of control is so powerful because you think of the turnover cost, the vacancy cost. It's a real number, and it's a big number. And really, operators are really trying to drive that number down as much as they can. And to just know that they don't even have to walk into the unit to control it either, right? So there's all that time savings as well.
There is. And they can look at analytics of the thermostats at the end of the week, end of the day, end of the month, and pull it and kind of just see a report as to exactly what's going on and be proactive with it. But yeah, one of the biggest complaints I hear and have heard from staff on the site is that, oh my gosh, I went in there, that thing was at 60 for a week. They've got enough other things going on in the world. They're not trying to think, let me go to that vacant apartment and make sure that thermostat's up and I'm not paying for it. It's just not something that comes to their mind immediately. They have a million other things. So that is definitely, to me, one of the biggest perks of having a smart thermostat for them.
And that point is so valuable because one of the things that technology should do is it should allow our people, our staff, ourselves to focus on what we do best and what brings the most value, right? So for that person that's on site to be worried about the thermostat is not the highest value project or task that they could be focused on, right? We want them focused on the resident.
Right. The experience. And that's not having to run through the apartment complex figuring out which thermostats are still too low. And they also can get alerted if they are too low. A lot of companies, they tell the residents they can't set it below a certain point. Well, they can also lock that on their dashboard or on their computer so that every apartment can never go past a certain number as well. So I mean, the savings there, and like you said, efficiency, even on the operational side, is huge.
So when we talk about that efficiency, how does that correlate to the actual costs? And we talked a little bit about like controlling the HVAC and so forth. Where can we see a reduction in cost when using smart technology? Because when I think smart technology, I think expensive, right? I think there's a cost to this. It's not necessarily an expense reducer.
Yeah. So let's talk about the lock, for instance. So when you've got the lock, the smart, not a smart lock on the door, you've got your normal lock. Every single time someone moves in or out, what are you doing? You're having to rekey. You're having to sometimes, you know, not only rekey, but re-drill the whole key. I forget what that's called. Re-drill. I don't know. Anyway, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But you have to, the cylinders, like the lock cylinders, they have to change out too. That is a time consuming. It's expensive. And then when the resident's there, you have are now paying for a key track system. Why? Those keys are so important. I mean, that is everything, right? If you lose a key and someone gets in and they break in and something happens, the liability is nuts, as it should be. And so let's just talk about that. You put in a smart lock, you no longer have to have keys. You no longer have to have a key track system. You no longer have to wonder who went into that particular apartment. Did someone on staff or someone else come in and get all the keys? And now we have to go rekey everything because we're not sure. Now everything is on that smart lock. And that smart lock, you're, again, you're able to do everything from wherever you are. You could be in a different state. And we've had a situation that happened where there was a domestic violence. And so immediately the apartment manager could go onto her phone and shut that lock off, that code that they had, and they no longer can get in. So lockouts in the middle of the night, we're sending, keep the either maintenance supervisors or somebody else, or you're bringing in a locksmith to have to come get someone that the key didn't work, the door was busted, anything in the middle of the night, you're paying that person too. Whereas now you don't have to do that with a smart lock as well.
Yeah, that's such a great example because some of those people think of like right away, like reduction in cost, like rekeying. Yep, that sounds really obvious and very powerful. But that whole idea of actually controlling access and getting rid of the need to track all of these keys and the liability to holding those keys, those are some of those hidden costs that I think exists out there. And but they can be really, really large, but you're not really tracking on a P&L the same way you would like a rekey, right? You'd see that on the on there. So that's really powerful. Are those the types of conversations that typically come up during the discovery phase that somebody has when they look at smart technology?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we're talking to our ownership groups, we're explaining to them exactly what we're telling you today about the efficiency. It's just not something as an owner operator you constantly are thinking about, but it's one of these add-ons in the multifamily world where you're actually missing a revenue stream on the operational side of when you're saving. And it's just not something on the forefront of a lot of people's minds. And then once you get more granular in it, you start looking at it and you see the differences even in those, and there's more ways to be able to make money as well for both sides with, and we can get into that later, but the fact that they then see the electric bills going down, the operational side for their paying overtime for their op people, maintenance people, for the staff. I mean, all of that in itself, like you said, the key track system. Once you start getting all that and get more granular, you're going, oh my gosh, you don't realize how much money you really are saving just by, yes, putting some money up front and, you know, taking some budget, but your CapEx money you're using for roofs, you're using for other things. Why not use it for smart technology when you have the budget or the CapEx money and get something that's going to last in there for a long, long time, hopefully forever. I mean, because you can download the stuff from the cloud, they can update the program, the actual smart technology itself without having to replace equipment, which is huge.
And that's something I don't think a lot of people understand either. And maybe we should dive into that part as far as the longevity of this technology, right? When we go back to any piece of technology we've ever bought, laptops and cell phones and tablets and all of these pieces of technology, it seems like by the time you buy it, it's out of date. There's a new model. You have to upgrade. What does it look like in this world that you're involved in?
Yeah, listen, we get that question a ton. And my answer is always the same. We have these. And what happens? Every other week, Apple has a new phone, right? because it's bigger, it's thinner, it's lighter, it's got more cameras on the back, more just new ability. But you can also have a 2020 phone, Apple phone, where they download and you do the update, right? So you're still having the software that's updated. The difference is aesthetics, right? So of course, I'm not going to tell you that aesthetics aren't going to change. We've used vendors as well. We use a certain partner for a lock. We use a certain partner for the thermostat that we believe in and that we've tested and put through the ringer on it. But doesn't mean they're not going to come back and say, ooh, we've got a better idea. We're going to make it even prettier. We're going to make it even slicker and all of that. And so the idea is not to go into it thinking we could all do that all day long, right? Like, well, what could happen in the future? What could? Is it going to be a robot that's opening the door for us? I mean, that's all great, but like, what about today? And so for me, it's saying today is what's important. This is cut in the industry, thousands upon thousands of units or companies are putting it in their units. You need to get there because if not, everyone's going to have the Apple phone and you're not, and you're not going to be able to communicate, right? But as far as the software goes and the intelligence part of it, the smart part of it, that is updated just like your Apple phone on a regular basis, daily, monthly, weekly, so that those types of things are never going to cause an issue. It's only going to be if in 5 years you decide you want a prettier looking thermostat.
Yeah, that is so helpful because I do think that stops people from moving forward if they think there's any risk tied to being outdated or obsolete in the future. So I think that's really powerful. So thanks for diving into that. So you had mentioned the opportunity on the revenue side. So when I think return on investment, it's all about what you spend versus what you get back out of it. And there's all of these things, and some of it we already talked about on the expense side that factor in. But is there a way to drive actual revenue off of smart technology?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, with ADT Multifamily, we are actually are the only company that offer a couple different ways to do that. The first being we offer a lease option. So if you have an ownership group and you have 12 to 13 properties, right? A couple thousand units spread out through all those properties, and you have one group of properties that has no CapEx money left for this year, they're done. But they still want to implement this. We can do a zero down option where we go in and you lease the equipment for us, and that monthly rate just becomes a little bit higher because you're leasing it. It's just like renting your apartment. You're adding $20 in. And then on the other side of it, the CapEx side, you can put down money and have a very low monthly rate. So it's very dependent on what that particular property needs and the budget on that. But the way to get that revenue stream differently, other than the operational side, is we do a rollout. So let's just give an example of it's $8 per unit per month, and that gives them access to the app, that gives them a dashboard for their residents, and they've put down the CapEx money. So on that side of it, so then what happens is we bill them, but we ramp them up monthly or quarterly. That gives them time to go into at renewals and at new move-ins to put an extra. Let's say it's $8, they want to put 10. We're seeing $35 for a smart tech package or a smart amenity package in the rent already. So if you can get it to that, look at the money. I mean, you're $8 per unit per month, and now you're getting 25, whereas a resident on their own would be paying way more than that. So you're not doing them a disservice. You're actually helping them as well, and you're putting it into that rent. Sometimes people, they don't even realize it. Like I know for me at this rental, I have a amenity package. That's all it says. And I pay $100 and some dollars a month for the amenity package. I know that picks up my trash. I know that sets my alarm system. Like I know those things that it does. And I'm willing to pay that because it's why not? I'm going to pay more than that again somewhere else. So I think a lot of times they get fearful, they meaning operator, owners, management, like we can't raise the rent. We can't raise the rent. Well, it's different, right? You can slowly raise it, and you're talking about a $25 rent increase that is bringing you in a crazy amount of return in your investment. And you're truly not even spending any money out in the beginning because you're getting it right back. So it's an interesting concept, and we've worked on a lot of different ways to show that ROI. And again, once you get them on the phone or in person and you can show it and explain it, it's kind of like a wow, why didn't we think of this before kind of situation.
Yeah, that's great because I do think that's a big concern. And when I think about increasing price on anything, whether it's rent or, the cost of software, the cost of property taxes, whatever it might be, the question always is, what am I getting for that increase, right? And I think this is a really powerful way to show people that you're actually getting something, right? Like you said, you have an amenity package and it's providing you value, all these different things that you get that are kind of rolled into that one cost. And I would say people that own homes, if they don't have smart technology in their home, it's probably more the cost than anything else, right? They don't want to pay for it. There is a monthly fee. There's whatever the upfront cost, where in an apartment scenario, you really can simplify it and really drive that cost down. Now, I have to ask you about your amenity package. Does it include things like internet in it, or is that still separate? Because I hear a lot of these amenity packages are starting to bundle in like all the technology that you need in your apartment.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A lot of companies do that. They actually have a lot of consulting companies that come in and they kind of go around for you and figure it all out. But they're also getting something, you know, on their end for that because they're spending all their time trying to vet out the best. We do not do any internet. That is not something we are passionate about or have the capability to do or want to have the capability to do. Our sole purpose, and I want to talk about just the alarm system for a minute. It's one of the things that I personally feel I would want more than anything, right? And it's not talked about anymore because people are afraid that it makes them look like they're in a bad area. It makes people think that, why do I need an alarm system? What is that? And the mindset has to change. It's a peace of mind. To have a monitored intrusion alarm is not only a peace of mind, but it's an amenity that makes you feel like you're worthy in a way, right? Like who has big alarm systems? Fancy houses, right? You think to yourself in the apartment, well, I don't need one. Well, yeah, okay, but you deserve one, right? So it becomes this thing where I've never set the alarm, but I go away for a week and I'm going to go on vacation. I can set my alarm and know that my alarm system will go off and be in dispatch police if I don't answer the phone or if nobody puts in the code. So things like that are still our passion. The smart hub itself that we use, which is the brains of all of the equipment that it feeds into, we actually use cellular base. The reason for that is Wi-Fi is still hackable big time, right? Like it's, We don't trust that. And so for our world and what we believe in, and again, it's different. A lot of people only use Wi-Fi. We feel like that's another cost to the resident they're going to have Wi-Fi probably anyway, but it's another cost to the staff or to the operator if they're going to do managed Wi-Fi, right? So ours doesn't require them to have Wi-Fi. It's cellular based, which is also a huge plus on that end. So to answer your question, we don't do the bundle with all of the things. We specialize in one area, we're great at it, and that's what we believe in and what we're gonna specialize in. There's too many other factors that go in with Wi-Fi and things like that.
Yeah, no, that's really good insight as people think about technology in their apartment and they think about how to put it all together. Now, there's nothing stopping an operator from bundling internet in with what you're providing and kind of coming with their own package. But like you said, there are people that are just really good at certain things and you want to have the best, right? Best in class. That's really the goal, especially in certain apartment complexes.
Absolutely. And yeah, I think that just like you said on my rent, it's labeled out amenity package. It doesn't say the individual things and you don't have to line item them if you don't want to. That's your call. It is when you come up for a renewal, they were paying $525. Now they're going to pay $545. Very normal, by the way, to raise it at a renewal or a new move-in. But we're not talking about hundreds of dollars. We're talking about that little bit amount that's going to give you back more than what you're paying us per month. But then also, then you factor in all the efficiencies we talked about earlier. And now you're never at a loss, right? I mean, it's one of those things where you wish you could get on a platform and just like, hello, owners of apartment complexes, you're missing out. Like, this is an easy revenue stream. And I'm telling you, I believe it with all my heart. I've seen it happen in the past with other things like valet waste, and every complex is going to have this at some point. If you're not the first one to have it, or say you're the last one to have it, and you've got three types of apartment complexes, different ownership groups that you're going to look at to decide where to go, same rent, really relatively close even. This one has all of these extra things that the world has now, you know, where you can operate everything on your phone. Where am I going to go? I'm going to go to the most updated place, and I'm going to pay even if it's a little bit more to have all of those things that are going to help me and my cost as well. One of the things that I didn't mention too is the insurance savings. So for residents, renters, they get a renter's insurance discount for having an alarm system. So it's no different than your house. If you have an alarm system in your house and it's monitored, you fill out a little form. It's one of the questions they ask you for homeowners, and you get a discount. Same thing with renter's insurance. And the great part about that is with the alarm system, all of them are monitored no matter what. So we put everything in bulk. So you've got a 200-unit property. We put 200 alarms in, right? They're all monitored. Why? Because they no longer require a POTS line. They now can be operated through cellular. It's a radio cellular inside the alarm system itself. So now they're all monitored. So as I said earlier, if you've never even set the alarm and you go away, you can now set it. It's always going to be operating. Or if you're in a situation where you feel uncomfortable and you've never set the alarm, you can hit the panic button on your phone, on the alarm, in your bedroom, wherever you have it, and that sound will be audible. So that's the reason why they get the renter's insurance discount there, but also property insurance gets discounts for having it because you're now securing your entire property in a sense, and the discounts vary between brokerages. I mean, I've seen 15%, I've seen 25%. And we all know renter's insurance isn't super expensive, but if I'm now charging the resident an extra $20, now they're saving that on the renter's insurance. So I think that's one thing people don't think about as well, is that savings.
It really is amazing how dynamic this is because at the surface, I think smart technology and my brain goes to where we started, smart thermostats and smart locks, right? But it is so much deeper in how it impacts the overall property. So, like you just said, if we can get property owners to really pay attention to this and they're like, yep, this sounds great. We should be doing this. You're right. I don't want to be last in the market. I want to be a leader here. I imagine at some point things slow down when they start thinking about how to implement and actually install, right? Because that's hard. You have all these people in all these units. You don't want to disrupt the resident. You have to install these. You have to figure out how to train people, your staff, the residents. There's a lot going on. How big of a barrier is that in the whole process of rolling out smart technology?
Yeah, well, it's one of the things we're best at. We actually, as ADT Multifamily, we actually have an entire group of people that are ADT employees. So they come in, they install, it's our equipment. So they sign the contract, we order the equipment, we go to the site, and we have a team of installers, some depending upon the size of the property. They all stick together and they all stay at that one site. They don't leave until they're done. Then we have a project manager that's there that trains the staff, that talks to the residents while they're coming in and getting their new information. We do a lot of pre stuff. So we do the flag letters for them. We are on site fully the entire time before, but the greatest part about ADT is we're there after. So when we are in a contract with anyone, for us, it's a partnership. It's not, hey, let's install everything. Peace out. Have fun. Don't know who you're going to call for service. We have 80 plus some offices across the country. We've been around 150 years. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to be out of business anytime soon. And so we also have that service part of it. So when we go in, you can be confident it's our people. You've got a direct line of contact. It's not going to disrupt the staff more than, hey, what buildings do you want us to go into? Where do you want us to flag this? What's best for you? Do you want us to do vacants first? Whatever works for that property, we can customize it with our people that are on staff. And then afterward, when it's all said and done and everyone's happy and signed off and everything's great in working order, you then have an account manager. So now your staff is assigned one account manager, and that person you can call, you can email, you can text. You're not getting on a call. Press this number for this and this button for this. You have a direct line of contact. You can call them for anything, whether it's new staff, I need new training, they'll Zoom train them. I'm having a maintenance service problem. Can you help me? Anything they need, they go directly to that person. And then also we have the service side of it. So if you do a service plan with us, we have our techs that come out for a very low per unit per month rate. We will service what we've put in, what we've installed at our cost, unless it's third party damage or acts of God. So that is beautiful in the industry. I can't tell you how many. We're the only company that has that. We're the only company that comes in, installs, start to finish, never leaves. And when the contract's over, we're still here.
Yeah, and that service element is so important. I know that's something we talk a lot about is how you support the customer, how do you support the resident, and making sure that everyone knows what's going on and that they feel like they can just call somebody and get help is so powerful. So I really applaud ADT for making that investment. And I think a lot of that probably has to do with the longevity of the company in general, right? They understand service and how to create long-term customers. You've been with the company for a long time, so you see how that works. And it really builds over time. You just can't walk in and install something and walk away. It never works that way, right? We all need that ongoing support.
It doesn't. And, you know, it's interesting you say that, too, because the relationship, the customer service part is so important to our CEO, Jim DeVries. I mean, that is his number one thing. And it works, right? Because we care about the people. I have customers that I've had for 20 years. They have gone from one ownership group to another, to another, to another, from Maryland to Colorado. And they'll still call me and they'll text me and say, hey, I've got this new property. You know, can you, they trust me. I try, and because I've given them a reason to trust, because again, I'm passionate, believe in what we do, and I've shown them. So it's that relationship part is so important. And we push that on our in-house staff as well. The ones that are account managing after, and the ones that are talking to them at the service, even our technicians. And listen, everyone has hiccups. I'm not going to say we're perfect. Things like that happen. We're human. But for the most part, that is how we retain and keep our business. At the end of that contract term, we want you to renew with us. We want you to upgrade to the fancier, prettier smart tech package if that's what you want to do. We're there for that. So I always look at the relationships that I have as partnerships and not a contract that's been being signed and then I'm never to be seen again, and which is what a lot of people do. And that's just not what we do at ADT.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And you've been in the industry longer than I have. This industry really thrives on relationships and that trust. And you have to earn the trust and you have to put in the effort. You have to put in the time. And if you don't, it's obvious, right? And there'll be results that will come from not earning that trust over time. So that's great. So when we think about, you know, those that are listening to this and those that are in the industry, if people want to learn more about smart technology, what's the best way to do it? Because there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of people out there talking about it. What's the best way to really learn the right next step?
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I read as many articles as they do and probably more because I'm curious what the industry is saying and what is the NAA saying and the multifamily executive and all the publishings. I'm reading and listening just as much as they are. And for me, I always offer this and I've done this many times. I will consult with you on it. I know this inside and out. If you just have a question, just call me. It doesn't mean you have to do business with me. But if you want to know from the person that's putting them in, that lives and breathes it, what's it looking like? I'll tell you. Let's look at apples to apples. I may not be the right fit for you for a certain reason. I'm the first one to say it. And they respect that. I mean, I don't think that I would do anything different than what they're doing as well. I mean, you can't Google without seeing. I think I just Googled, was it one day last week where it talked about how this was this smart technology was something that is expected almost in our industry at this point in time. And I think once they can wrap their brains around that and realize that the outgoing money is going to efficiently come back in and it's going to double and triple it at times. Once that gets through, then they're going to say, okay, this makes sense. This is the way our world is. We have to move forward with it. We can't sit back with our, you know, fanned air conditioned units that are window units. We've got to do something or we're going to lose business.
That's absolutely right. So that's wonderful to hear. So if somebody is watching right now and they want to learn more and they want to have that conversation with you and the ADT multifamily team, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Yeah, they can email me. They can call. I'm a text girl. You can text me all day long. I probably have many texts right now from people just asking a quick question. If I don't have the answer, then I will definitely find the answer for you. I will be not make you call 5,000 different people. And I am the first one that hates a phone call when you have to push the buttons. As you probably heard me say earlier, I'm like, zero. I want to talk to somebody. Dang it. And I'd rather you talk to me and say, I don't know, but let me find that answer for you and I'll call you back. And that's a daily thing for me. If I don't have it, I'm not very techie, to be quite honest with you. It's kind of a joke. Like, I have been here so long, but I'm not technical in my brain. It's not who I am. But I will say, I don't know. I'm not technical. Let me call the person and then I'll get you the answers and get back to you. Happy to do it. I've even compared multiple people's contracts and said apples to apples or not. Here's the difference between these bids. What's best for your particular property? Because I know if I give them good advice on that, they're going to come back to me the next time when it is a good fit. And that's important to me.
Yeah, well, we really value people like yourself that are doing those types of things in our industry to help educate people, make sure they're making the right decision, and then supporting them through the whole thing. So we'll make sure we drop some links into the show notes so people can reach out. Sarah, thank you for joining us for this conversation. This is so important for people to understand what's happening with smart technology in our industry and really outside of our industry as well, those expectations that people have with where they live and how they interact with the space that they're living. So I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. This was so fabulous. I loved it. I love getting to talk to you, and I love talking about smart technology, but I love talking about ADT multifamily even more. So I really appreciate it.
Perfect. Yeah. Thanks again. And thank you to our audience for joining us for another episode. And until next time, keep going Beyond Rent.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Beyond Rent. If you enjoyed this podcast, spread the word on social media and with your peers in the industry. To be notified when more episodes are released, subscribe using your favorite podcast player. Beyond Rent is brought to you by Rent Manager Property Management Software. Learn more about Rent Manager's industry-leading software solutions at rentmanager.com. Until next time, keep going Beyond Rent.